Central Illinois advocates for older adults are lobbying Congress to protect federally funded programs that they say are under threat. Eric Stock reports.
Pam Ogston comes to the Activity and Recreation Center, or ARC in Normal, every Wednesday for lunch. ARC is a piecemeal congregate site. Ogston not only comes for weekly salad, she comes for the camaraderie.
We started sitting at a table that had some regular people there, and so we just all kind of chit-chat and became friends, and it's been an enjoyable experience for me because I pretty much was sitting at home and not doing anything.
Jewel Johnson is another regular at ARC. She is concerned her meals there could one day be gone.
The meals would be cut, which would impact my, you know, income. You know, we're all on fixed income, and congregate meals help me budget, you know, my grocery bill, and so, and it's economical.
Those meals are under threat as Congress is looking to make significant changes to various safety net programs. It's through the reconciliation bill that advocates for older Americans are fighting. One of those advocates is Susan Real, CEO for the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging. It represents McLean County and other counties across the region. Her agency led a day of action in response to the Trump administration's attempts to cut programs under the Older Americans Act, which Congress passed 60 years ago. One of the key organizations the act created was the Administration for Community Living. It's responsible for providing services to older Americans so they can live independently. 2 months ago, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy dismantled the Administration for Community Living and consolidated its services into other departments. Services such as Meals on Wheels and meals served at community sites, such as ARC, would be separated and folded into certain departments. Some lawmakers see this as a reorganization of programs they consider redundant or wasteful. Advocates like Susan Real warn these changes could lead to service delays that will leave older Illinoisans in a dire situation.
It's looking at an efficient unit within HHS, and this action of breaking it up or dismantling it is turning it into an inefficient unit.
Real says in East Central Illinois, a delay in services could affect up to 24,000 older adults who rely on these meals for survival.
Many of them reported that's where they get their full nutrition, meaning they get more out of the delivered meal, the actual home-delivered meal or the congregate meal, maybe than what they're able to cobble together on their own.
Real fears the reconciliation bill now in Congress will slash funding for these types of services, forcing nonprofits across the country to reduce services or shut down entirely. Real says the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging would have to cut support for at-home caretakers and utility assistants. Even with those cuts, Real says the agency may have to close. Real says she's lobbied Illinois' congressional delegation about the importance of funding to support older Americans. She says she was discouraged to see Republicans push through major cuts to safety net programs, including Medicaid and SNAP, formerly food stamps. Central Illinois Republican House member Darren LaHood says he felt comfortable with the voting yes on the reconciliation bill since Medicaid was cut by $700 billion rather than the originally proposed nearly $900 billion.
If you listen to what people thought was going to happen with Medicaid, that everyone was going to be cut off Medicaid and there would be real damage to the program, that didn't happen. And part of that, the reason why it didn't happen is there was a lot of pushback on it, and I was one of those.
LaHood says a new work requirement for Medicaid would reduce the government price tag. Medicaid is expected to be a key area of disagreement as Congress negotiates the reconciliation bill in the Senate. But Jewel Johnson, a frequent guest at ARC in Normal, has a message for Congress.
In the negative cutting of funds to these programs would be detrimental to older Americans. And the measure of a country is how you treat your poor, your seniors, and those who are less fortunate.
With a reporting from Emily Bollinger and WGLT State Capitol correspondent Cesar Toscano, I'm Eric Stock.